Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are various misconceptions which prevail regarding Islam and non-Muslims in our society. And amongst these misconceptions is the notion that all non-Muslims are second-grade citizens of an Islamic state. It is generally said that these non-Muslims should be regarded as zimmis and the jizya tax should be imposed on them. Now, I have argued elsewhere and in one of my other lectures that it has to be essentially and very primarily understood that the law of jihad and law of risala, which is clearly mentioned in the Quran, has certain limits and it has certain areas of application which have to be understood in their proper context. I have already explained elsewhere that in the times of the Prophet Muhammad, as was the case in the times of other messengers of God, the Almighty punished people who deliberately denied the truth. And in fact, he was the being who came forward and punished them. The messengers of God and their followers were just weapons who he used for this purpose. So therefore, it has to be understood that this law of the Almighty, which is rampant in the Quran, is mentioned in the Quran in various places, has to be understood in its proper context. Amongst these issues is the fact that the zimmis or non-Muslims who had become zimmis or regarded as zimmis in the time of the Prophet, they were a special category. And as I said earlier in some of my lectures, that jihad which was waged in the time of the Prophet Muhammad primarily was waged against two people of two denominations, people who were mushrik or the polytheists and people who were the Ahl al-Kitab or the people of the book who were primarily monotheists. Now amongst these monotheists, the people of the book, for them the option was that if they had deliberately denied the truth and the punishment was to be imposed on them, then if they wanted to remain on their own religion, they had to pay the jizya tax and remain subservient to a Muslim government. So it is for these people for whom the jizya tax were imposed. Now today, of course, we cannot wage war against non-Muslims because they are on the basis of their kufr. As I said in one of my lectures, this essentially relates to people of the times of the prophets of God with whom and for whom it could be pinpointed that they had deliberately denied the truth. Today we have no means of ascertaining whether a non-Muslim is a kafir or not, and we have also not been given permission to take up arms against non-Muslims or kuffar. This was only in the time of the messengers of God that it was allowed, and today it is not allowed. Therefore, it is incorrect to state or say that the non-Muslim citizens of today are zimmis or they are second-grade citizens. A correct word for them would be muahiz. Muahid means a citizenship on the basis of a contract. So a contract has to come into being between the non-Muslim denomination of a Muslim country and with the Muslim country, the government of the Muslim country itself. And these terms of the contract could be any. And on the basis of this, we have to call these non-Muslims as muahids, citizens on the basis of contract. And they cannot be classified as zimmis for reasons I have stated earlier. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.